This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Going to put up our Surfside poll of the day. We love Surfside. Surfside iced tea and vodka, Surfside lemonade and vodka. They're fantastic. The perfect addition to any gathering. Each can, only 100 calories. Zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. You can vote at Junks Radio. Do the Capitals close out their series? 4-1 with a win tonight.
Not sure about that, but I am sure that I will have a Surfside during the game tonight. I will commit to that. I can make that commitment while I'm watching from the comfort.
You want to talk about your Surfside haul that you mentioned the other day?
I mentioned to Bobby Blicky, that next week, Sunday, is the start of our annual Gentleman's Cup, Gents Cup. 32 guys.
Yeah.
One golf course, Ryder Cup style. And I asked Bobby, I said, hey, you want to be the unofficial sponsor of Gents Cup this year?
Okay.
He said, hell yeah.
He said, I'd love to.
He said, 100%.
Yeah, so the guys will be pounding Surfsides for all week next week.
Very good.
I still can't believe you can get 32 guys, and I assume a lot of those guys are married with kids.
Oh, yeah.
That you can get 32 guys on the same date. For a week.
It's years of planning.
I guess.
Months of planning.
you love planning.
We have a hard time getting like 10 guys together around Christmas time. We really
I have a hard time getting four guys just for a random Thursday.
This is the highlight of everyone's year.
Half the year, you have a hard time having four guys here on this show.
It's difficult.
Not a hard time. It's a beautiful time away.
So Surfside is going to be the sponsor.
Coming up big.
Yeah, Bobby asked, what's the closest Total Wine, and so I think he's going to put an order in there. And
beautiful.
Then taking it up to Pennsylvania.
Can you ask him what's the progress on my golf bag, my Surfside golf bag?
I'll check in.
No, I'm being serious.
I'll check in.
He actually said that he was working on that.
Very good.
I'll check in.
He sent me another one of those emails or texts, I can't remember, with like the graph of everything that's going on.
Oh, yeah.
They're just crushing it.
Destroying.
Oh, yeah. They are killing it.
Good for them.
I got to thank the good people real quick. Pupatella, I had dinner there last night in Leesburg.
Yeah.
And they've got that garage door right there at the bar.
Yeah.
Sat outside.
Do they all have this? All of these Pupatellas have this? It must be a feature.
I know the one at Chantilly does.
Yeah.
It's perfect. The one in Columbia does.
Yeah.
I mean, we were right in the sun. So it was a little warm, but it was breezy. Yeah. So it was perfect.
Yeah.
So,
time of year.
So I was got to thank. We had a great pizza there and a couple glasses of vino.
Very good. Love that.
All right, you want me to tell you what's going on in the world of Hollywood and entertainment?
Please.
Let's do it. Entertainment page, of course, driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get your butt over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. She'll set you up with an amazing sales assistant. And then if you want it before you even get out there, check out all their inventory. You can do that at BMWFairfax.com. Love them. All right, I'm going to lead this off. It's sports-related, but it's TMZ, one of the lead stories. John Elway involved in a tragic accident. I don't know if you guys have seen this.
Ooh, terrible, off a golf cart, right?
He was driving the golf cart. They can now confirm that it had his agent apparently on the back of it.
I heard
about
this.
And the agent fell off. Ooh. It sounds like the agent probably jumped on the back of it.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you'll do that. Maybe there are a couple guys in a cart. You jump on the back just to go to your ball. And he fell off it and hit his head on the pavement. And I believe the reports were 2-3 days ago. He's on life support and there's pretty much...
Oh, man.
It's pretty much over.
Jeff, that's awful. Jeff Spurbeck?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard pretty about that.
Pretty much awful.
That's pretty terrible.
Pretty much over.
So bad.
And if you're John, even though you did nothing wrong, you know you're going to feel tremendous guilt. It's one of your best friends. It's your agent, your buddy.
Man.
I mean, how awful would you feel? You know, like in the spirit of it, there's no ill intent. Man, well, even if they were goofing around.
You'd feel guilt, of course.
Yes. It's just awful. It's just an awful, awful deal.
So he jumped.
He's probably all done it. I've done it.
Everyone's done it to play golf. They say he's on the back of the cart. Well, that means the back of the cart. It was one of those deals where you just jump on, and you're driving to your ball, and he goes, hey, hop on, I'll drive you.
Yeah. You don't think anything bad's going to happen?
And then he falls off on... Now, they were...
Elway just took off probably before he was holding on to something.
Yeah. They say that earlier in the day, see, they were probably hammered. They were at some concert or something earlier in the day, or they were at something.
Yeah, they were at the Stagecoach.
Stagecoach Music Festival earlier in the day. So they're probably just kind of enjoying themselves all day long.
Was John Elway the driver of the cart?
Yeah, he was the driver.
He was definitely the driver?
Yeah. It's just brutal. Well, just something awful. Thoughts and prayers, to that family. That's just terrible. There's a possible new Diddy defense, JP. I'm going to give you, I rarely give you the benefit of the doubt, but I will on legal issues. I will give you the benefit of the doubt on this. They're saying that the defense may try to use a diminished capacity defense, but they're basing it on being under the influence of drugs and alcohol. Now, my understanding is that's never a defense. You can't say, I did that, but I was under the drugs. You can't convict me because I was drunk. No, I don't understand that defense.
Maybe it's a mitigating circumstance. I don't think it would alleviate you of all responsibility.
His defense team, according to this report, wants to have a psychiatrist testify that Diddy lacked the mental capacity to commit the crimes. But they're saying he lacked the mental capacity because he was under the influence of drugs and alcohol.
That seems to be a grasper.
Grasper. That means he's got nothing.
Right.
Yeah, that is seems like a flimsy defense.
He's got nothing.
Yeah.
They got him by the Bozak.
Dead to rights.
Dead to rights.
He's been in there for a while, too.
Yeah. Yeah. So, stay tuned on that. Valdez, I thought of you the other day. Are you, and especially when I saw this, are you still all in on The Voice, or are you out after the chair turn bit's over?
This is Matt Valdez.
Because they're now down to eliminations. I think they're down to their final dozen.
I know they're whittling down. I'm still intrigued. I just haven't watched lately.
You haven't late. Are you recording?
Yeah, I have them all DVR'd and everything.
DVR'd and all that? Okay. He gave me this story, and I think I can actually read some of this. So, apparently, this is a wild story. There is a woman who looks like, I don't know if she's a paramedic or a nurse. I don't know what she is. But
I think she's a nurse.
Okay. She was caught by her husband. I've read so many of these stories this morning. I don't know if this is the exact. I think this is the one. She was caught by her husband with her 15-year-old stepson, naked on the couch, engaging in activity they should probably not be engaging in.
Man, that's a rough look. And it's illegal.
She said,
also.
Let's see.
Yeah.
So here are some of the, I'm just going to read you some of the quotes.
Read some of the stuff I circled.
I bet everyone thought you were my little boy toy, she allegedly told her stepson. Gross. As they finished a workout. On another occasion, she allegedly made a show of making whipped cream and then put some on her tongue and stuck it out to the minor.
We were definitely doing something close to that last week here in the studio. Not to that extent.
No. We were just enjoying whipped cream.
Delicious whipped cream.
Yeah. The 15-year-old also told cops that in the week leading up to the alleged encounter, The woman would regularly speak to him about being horny. The day after the incident, she had the gall to call the kid saying she wished they kept having sex and that her husband had not discovered them. She also said she asked the 15-year-old to rate her sexual performance, to which he replied, hilariously, 7 out of 10.
Hey, that's a passing grade.
That's a great
response. That might
response.
Be the best thing
that's
I've ever seen.
That's the funniest part about the whole.
She was mad.
And again, this is a woman taking advantage of a minor, so like it's really not funny. As I'm laughing saying it, like it's. I mean, this woman's committing a crime.
There's pictures of her too.
Yeah, there's pictures. Like she was dressed up. Look, nobody's mugshot looks good. But when she's dressed up as a paramedic or nurse or whatever, she looks pretty good.
Hold on.
Like a normal human.
Is she just role-playing as a nurse, or is that her real
job?
No,
she had her license revoked after all of this.
Okay, so that's her gig. Yeah.
All right, so here you go. Here's some other stuff. Sorry. I was reading from the second page. So on the night of July 26, 2024, so about a year ago, she put her two kids to bed. Then she hung out with the 15-year-old stepson on the couch. The pair reportedly hit a THC vape, played video games, and watched movies while the father was working late. At around 1 a.m., she put on a horror movie, Terrorizer 2. Then she further tempted the minor.
She loves Art the Clown. Is that the guy's name? Yeah.
Declaring the movie was boring, and she stated how horny she was because she hadn't had sex in 2 weeks. There's another detail there that I don't even want to get into.
Man, you can't read that.
The pair then cuddled closer with the 15-year-old first kissing Yates on the neck, and then they proceeded to make out. The woman Yates then kicked off her panties, and they engaged in intercourse. When the unsuspecting father and husband came home from his blue-collar job to discover his wife and son on the couch completely naked.
I just wanted to cuddle.
Brutal. Then here's the 15-year-old ran out of the house. The father then drove his son to his grandparents' house, telling the boy he ruined his life while drinking beer on the drive over.
It's very white trash. A lot of white trash details in that story.
Shocker, it happened in Florida.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, but so I think the state finally revoked her nurse's license.
Well, I would hope so.
Yeah.
I would hope that would be the move.
We've been talking about Jordan Hudson lately, and now there's a new...
Jordan
Hudson.
Well, I mean, yeah. Jordan.
Come on, pronounce
clock's
it right.
Ticking on that relationship. I got a breaking up in a year.
Well, you might be in trouble, Case.
I got 364 days.
There's a new photo obtained by Page Six showing the 24-year-old who looks like she's 34 flaunting a ring. Yes. On that finger.
Oh, really?
I thought they're getting married.
He might have put a ring on it. Really?
Hey, isn't this after the date that Cake said they're going to break up within a year?
Yes. I said that yesterday.
Yesterday.
She apparently was seen looking longingly at her legendary NFL coach boyfriend as he talked to another guy at their table.
What about the emails or whatever that she was retweeting or putting on Instagram? Did you read that?
No.
It seemed to indicate that Bill Belichick emailed her that, hey, I'm doing this interview. It's probably not going to go so bad. I mean, it's not going to go so great. They're probably going to bring up this stuff. So it was almost like her defense of interrupting that Bill set it up.
Bill wanted her there.
Yes.
Kind of wanted it. Maybe. Does she not seem a little overly controlling, though?
Just a little bit.
He knows how to handle himself. How many freaking Super Bowls has the guy won, Cakes? Six?
More than that.
Well, if you include like the Giants.
Well, just as a head coach.
Five, I think.
Five? How many does Tom have?
No, he has more than five, I think, as the head coach. I think it's at least
six.
Doesn't
Tom have seven? What does Tom have?
Yeah, but one with.
Right. Yes. Tom has one more. Okay. So he has six, I think.
Okay, so six.
I think, as a head guy.
Yeah.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I think he knows how to handle himself in a stupid interview.
But Cakes, bet against Cakes.
Always.
Six-time Super Bowl champ. Guy's two times as an assistant.
He's going to marry the 34-year-old.
Hey, I got 364 days, baby. A lot can happen in a year.
That's true. Sometimes guys get married they get divorced a week later.
Yep.
Can happen.
Coming up next, Caps have a big one. We'll give you our keys to the game next here on the Junkies.